Welcome back, everybody. To Yomi, today the Daf Yud Ches Amud Bey is 18b, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph had told us about a situation where you put the schach on the awnings that are on top of houses. Basically, the situation is where you have a courtyard and you have houses that are surrounding this courtyard from three sides. So you imagine you have like a U, all with houses throughout that U. Now, each of these houses have an awning that extends out. And now you go and put schach on those awnings. Now, the thing is, the houses which are functioning as the walls of the sukkah are not directly next to the schach. There's this awning in between, which is not kosher for schach. So the question is this going to be a kosher sukkah or not? So Idmar stated in the Gemara, so if someone puts schach on these porches, on these awnings that have columns in front of it, so in that situation, everyone agrees it's going to be kosher. So what's this case? So we just said again that there's this space between the houses, which are being used as the walls, and the schach, the kosher schach. So we're talking about a situation where the awnings are being held up by poles, and these poles are within three tefachim of each other. So we know we've discussed this concept of lavud, that it's as if they're all connected. So if you have poles that are holding up these awnings, then it's considered as if these are the walls, and everyone's going to agree that this sukkah is now going to be kosher, because now the schach is being put right on top of the kosher walls themselves. But she'ein la batzimin, but if these poles don't exist, and you're really using the houses as the walls themselves, and there's this separation between the houses and the kosher schach with the awnings, which are not kosher for schach. So then it's machlokas. Abaye Amar Kshira. Abaye says kosher. Rav Amar Psula, and Rava says they're going to be puzzle. So Abaye Amar Kshira. So Abaye says that they're kosher. Why? What's his reasoning? Amrinam pi tikra yored v'sosim. Because he says there's a concept of pi tikra yored v'sosim, which is that the edge of the roof extends downward and seals. So what this means is that since we have the edge of the awnings, we view it as if there's like a line coming down, as if there's a wall that goes all the way down to the ground from the awning, and we consider it as if that's the beginning of the wall. And now, when you have the schach going from the corner of the awning, it's as if the schach is going directly from the wall itself. Rava Amar Psula, Rava says that the sukkah is going to be possible because he disagrees with this. He says, Lo Amrinan, Pitikra Yored Visosim. In this situation, we're not going to say this rule of Pitikra Yored Visosim. We can't just use the corners of the awnings as walls themselves. That's not going to work, and therefore it's not going to be a kosher schach. Good. Now comes Gemara and says, "Amar Rava Abaye." So Rava asks a question on Abaye. Lididach, according to you, who says that it's going to be kosher? Damar pitikra yored v'tzosim. Who says that we do use this rule that we'll just extend the roof down to go and make it a kosher wall? Afilu hifchas dofen emtzai. So even if we're missing the middle wall of the sukkah, it should be totally fine. Meaning, we're talking about a situation where it's a U-shaped house. There's houses in a U-shape, and therefore we have three kosher walls, and now we're applying pitikra yored v'tzosim. But it says Rava, according to you, even if there's only two walls, there are two parallel walls, that should be enough because the roof should go and count as a wall, and that should be good enough for a sukkah. But comes the Gemara and says, no. Abaye says, Amar Lei. He says to Rava, Modina Lach Bahai. In that situation, I agree to you, Davale Kemabo and Mufulosh, because then it's just like an open alleyway, and that would be ridiculous to say that that's going to be a kosher sukkah. So you're right in that situation. No way that is going to be kosher. But now comes the Gemara and says, maybe this machlokas Abaye and Rava about whether this type of sukkah would be kosher is similar to another machlokas which comes up between Rav and Shmuel. So Lema Abaye Rava Beplukted Rav Shmuel Kamiflegi. Let us say that Abaye and Rava are arguing. Their root of their machlokas is really the same machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. The Itmar, because it was stated, Achsadra Babika. Let's say you have some sort of porch, an awning in an open field. So instead of using the houses as the walls, you just have poles that are holding up some sort of roof, something like a gazebo. So you have four poles that are holding up a roof and there are no walls there. So if you have that type of situation, so Rav Amar Mutra Latal Tabakuo. So Rav says that you're allowed to carry throughout that thing. We consider it as if it's like Rishas Ha Yachid. Armina Pitikra Yorid Visosim, because even though there's no actual walls, since there's a roof on top of it, we view the roof as coming down and creating walls, and therefore it's considered a Rishas Ha Yachid. Ushmuel Amar, but Shmuel says, Ein Metaltlin Ba Ela Ba Arba Amos. You're not allowed to carry in it except within Arba Amos. Do Armina Pitikra Yorid Visosim. We don't consider it a Rishas Ha Yachid. It's not considered as if all of the roof come down and create walls. That's not going to work. We don't apply this principle of pitikra over here, and therefore it's not a covered area, and you're not allowed to carry there. So Aliba to Shmuel Koyama Lo Pligi. So everyone agrees that Abaye and Rava would not fit in terms of Shmuel, meaning Abaye, who said that it's a kosher sukkah in our situation, he can't be going like Shmuel, who does not hold of this pitikra situation. That is not going to work. However, keep Pligi. So where do they argue? Aliba de Rav. So they argue according to Rav. So Abaye says, just like Rav. Abaye says, just like Rav says that Pitikra is going to apply, that we can use the roof as the walls when it comes to this open gazebo in a field. So too by Sukkah, it's going to be totally fine. But Rav says, not necessarily. For Rav Amar Alach, Rav will say to you, no, Adkan lo kamar Rav Hasam. So Rav only allowed that pavilion over there, that gazebo over there, to be counted as Rosh HaYachid and to allow Pitikra, because El de Mechitos Lach Sajahu Davidi. Because in that situation, these walls were made for this gazebo itself. But in our situation of the sukkah, where it was really just a house that you happened to go and now extend and want to make a sukkah, maybe in that situation it would be totally different. So now comes the Gemara and continues and asks another question on the sheet of Abaye again, who said that it's a kasher sukkah. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, and this is talking about our Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin, V'chein Chatzar Mukav Zach Sadra. We said that the situation where you have a case of our chatzar surrounded by porches and you put tzchach over it, so we said in that situation, it's all based on whether Dofen Akuma is going to apply. If it's within 4 amos of the wall, then it's going to be good. But if it's farther than 4 amos, like our Gemara seems to be assuming, then it's not going to be good. So what kind of question are we talking about? So V'amai, name up Pitikra Yorid V'zosim. So why would it be a problem? If Abaye is really right that this could be okay and we could just apply Pitikra, so we should apply Pitikra even if it's more than 4 amos and we can't apply Dofen Akuma, you could just pretend that this awning is a wall, and then it should be totally fine. So answer the Gemara, no, Tir Gemara Rava, Aliba da Abaye, Gehishves Kiruyo. No, we're talking about a situation in our Mishnah over there where the roof of the sukkah is similar to the roof of the porch, meaning that there's no extra corner that you can go and extend. You're not going to be able to apply Pitikra. Fundamentally, you could have, but technically it's not going to work, and that's why you're not going to be able to apply it over there. This is Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.